This is news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Molly Dove. It's election season and ballots are starting to arrive in the mail. Garfield County Ballot Issue 6A asks residents to increase property taxes to raise revenue for their libraries. The branches in Carbondale, Glenwood Springs, Rifle, Parachute, Newcastle, and Silt have seen cuts in hours and staffing in recent years. Here with me now to break it all down is reporter Kristen Kay. Hi, Kristen.
Good morning, Molly.
What is 6A asking voters?
So this is a mill levy that would generate about $4 million per year for Garfield County libraries. They say that would help them make up for about $2 million that they've lost since 2015. 6A also asks voters to waive any restrictions Tabor, that's the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights, places on their revenue. Tabor requires special governmental districts like the library to give money back if their revenue grows faster than the law says it can.
Why has the library lost that much revenue?
It comes down to Tabor and another kind of weedy Colorado tax law called the Gallagher Amendment, which says statewide property taxes can only generate a certain amount of revenue. I spoke with Brett Lear. He's the executive director of Garco Libraries, and he says even though overall home values in the state are going up, with those limits that Tabor and Gallagher put in place, the amount of property tax that a governmental entity like the libraries can collect might actually go down. So here's Lear.
You know, we're actually bringing in about $2 million less today than we were in 2009.
Because of that, the libraries have had to cut about a third of their staff in the past few years, and they're not open at all on Sundays. They also don't open until about 11 each morning, and they close pretty early in the evenings. And Lear says that's had consequences.
You know, some residents in the county have really completely lost access to their libraries because as they go to work in the morning, they're still closed, and as they're driving home in the evening, they're closed. So it's really been a problem for some families.
What does a yes vote on 6A mean?
If 6A passes, the libraries will be open for more hours and eventually on Sundays again. The money also would go to the collection budget. So that's materials like new books, new computers. Lear says, look, a lot of our technology is going on about 10 years old. Streaming movies, which a lot of libraries already have, but the Garfield County ones don't, that kind of stuff. And it'll go toward more programming, things like homework assistance for kids, classes for seniors. If it doesn't pass, people will most likely see continued cuts to library hours and staff.
And what's the opposition saying?
So far, there's not an organized voice against 6A. That being said, Lear says he does hear from people who say they just can't afford any more taxes right now. Last year, libraries did see a measure passed that allowed them to keep sales tax that they otherwise would have had to return because of Tabor and Gallagher. But that wasn't a tax increase. It just meant that property owners didn't get a refund of a few dollars or so each year. Proponents of Tabor and Gallagher say, look, these are meant to limit the growth of government, encourage responsible spending. 6A advocates say the ballot issue stipulates that an oversight committee will make sure the money is going to exactly what the ballot language says it will go to. So they'd say this is still responsible spending.
Okay, we'll keep our eye on it in November. Thanks, Kristen.
You're welcome.
This year's election is on November 5th. Early voting opens October 28th. I'm Molly Dove. You're listening to Morning Edition right here on Aspen Public Radio.
The Arts and Culture Desk at Aspen Public Radio is funded by the Stefan Edlis and Gail Neeson Foundation, with a mission to support the arts, community, and outreach.